Person will be conducting a hearing.
Good morning, sir. Do you guys have a speakerphone? Can you put your phone on speaker in there? No, yes?
It doesn't go on speakerphone, is it? No, it's just through the handheld phone is all.
Okay, I guess we're gonna decide to go back and forth, sir.
Hold on one moment, please. I just increased the volume on this. Well, he was wondering if it, and he just muted it. It's looking on the speaker, does it? Okay. Yeah, the phone that doesn't go on speaker, it just would have to go back and forth.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. What's your name again, sir?
Officer Stradling.
What was the last name? I didn't catch it.
Stradling. Stradling.
All right, Officer Stradling. Thank you. And thank you for assisting us this morning.
No problem.
Could you ask Mr. Sandoval if he could state his name and his ADC number?
General Sandoval, 234504.
Okay, thank you, sir. It's going to be a little bit difficult. I'm going to just try to figure out how to make this one work. Could you inform Mr. Sandoval that he's appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency? Okay, I'm going to introduce him to the board members that will be conducting his hearing today. Can you tell them that?
Yeah.
No, sir.
You can just say our names. Point and say our names.
Okay, but I'm not sure that he's going to understand. I was going to just have him keep the phone and just translate. Can you give it back to the CO, to the officer?
Okay.
Officer, just hold on to the phone right now, and you informed me that I'm going to introduce him to the members of the board conducting his hearing today. Then I'm going to call out the names of the board members. You can tell him the name of those board members.
Okay.
To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse.
Gail Rittenhouse.
Next to her.
In that direction.
Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones.
Luis Quinones.
In the middle is Dr. C.T. Wright. He's our board chair.
The person in the middle is C.T. Wright.
To my immediate left is David Neal. The Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson, and I'll be acting as the panel chair today. And we also have here with us today, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Westby. And you can see him on the screen now.
Okay.
Prior to this hearing today, he received and signed a form advising him of this meeting, of his hearing.
He said yes.
Okay, does he remember signing that form?
Okay. He said yes.
Okay, on that form, it advised him of his right to appear and speak on his own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney to represent him at his own expense. Can you tell him that?
In ese form, lo firmó, dice que
tener el derecho para presentarle a sí mismo o si necesita o si, si quería un abogado que puede tenerlo, pero tiene que pagarlo a sí mismo, ¿sí?
Y sería.
Okay, so ask him. Sir. Ask him. Did he hire an attorney, or is he representing himself today?
He said he's representing himself.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear him and Mr. Westby in. So I'm going to need you to let him know I'm going to swear him in, and then I'll go ahead and read the oath, and you can relay it back to him.
Okay.
Okay.
No es que, que no va a mentir nada, que todo lo que dice es verdad.
Okay. He said that's fine.
Okay. So, all right. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth? Can you tell him that, sir? The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God and do you so affirm.
He said yes.
Okay. Mr. Westby?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell him that his hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. And phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of his community supervision have been violated. Well, phase one will determine if his terms and conditions. Of his community supervision has been violated. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of his community supervision have been violated. Okay. And phase two will determine whether his community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
In the fase dos, van a ver si la supervisada de comunidad si va a ser si van a darlo otra vez o si van a darlo.
He said okay.
Okay, we're going to start out in phase one. He has four allegations listed on his warrant. To him, I need him to state whether the allegation is either true or false.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. The first allegation states that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7. If you can just repeat it. What I'm going to do, sir, Officer, I'm going to read part of it, and then you tell him, and then I'll read the rest of it, so I won't be reading a whole two or three sentences that you try to...
Yeah, I got you, sorry.
Okay. Okay, his first allegation states he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7.
In the allegation, dice que está en la violación de como el estatus de Arizona número 7 de supervisado.
Okay.
As demonstrated by his failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing. On April 17, 2017.
El 17 de abril de 2017. Esa fue la fecha.
Per the task individual testing compliance summary.
Could you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
I would just whittle that down to like per the drug test because I don't know if he's going to be able to translate that word for word.
Okay, per the
report.
Per the drug test dated
May 26, 2017.
All right. Ask him, is that true or false?
He says true.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the second allegation states he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7. By his use of methamphetamine. On
April 18, 2017.
Was it 2017? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Per the lab, the drug report on April 28, 2017. Then ask him, is that true or false?
Sure.
Okay. His third allegation, Stacy's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7. For his failure to submit a drug test on
April 12th of 2017.
Okay. And that's per the drug test on
5/26, 2017.
Ask him, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, and his fourth allegation, Stacy's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 4.
Okay.
When he failed to complete the Maricopa Reentry Program.
Okay.
As verbally directed. May 19, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, and he's an absconder from supervision.
What was that, sorry?
The offender's whereabouts are unknown, and he's an absconder from supervision.
Okay.
Is that true or false?
He said true.
Okay, thank you. So will you tell Mr. Sandoval that based on his admission, I'm going to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision. You don't have to repeat this, but I'm going to make a motion for the board. I'm going to move to find that Mr. Sandoval was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he admitted to using drugs and was an absconder.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, would you inform Mr. Sandoval that we're going to go into phase two of his hearing? Tell him that we're going to first get some information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby.
What's his name
again? Westby. Westby.
Westby.
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Westby.
On February 15th, 2017, Mr. Sandoval was released from DOC.
El 17 de febrero del 2017 fue como
salió de. He was arrested on October 30th, 2017 by Avondale PD. No new charges.
October 30th, 2017.
He was back in DOC custody October 31st, 2017.
I'm sorry, I missed the date. What was it?
October 31st, 2017.
Okay.
His adjusted CSED is May 28, 2018, which is 164 abscond days.
How many days was that?
164.
Cierto, no los 64 días que no ha estado aquí desde su conviction. Okay.
Current conviction, 2013, burglary, third degree, 4.5 years.
En 2013, recibe la convicción para burglary, robando.
Okay.
Prior conviction, 2008, dangerous drugs, 4.5 years.
Conviction antes de eso fue de drogas peligrosas y fue por 4 años.
Okay.
2007, drug paraphernalia, 1 year.
Okay.
2008, dangerous drug, 2.5 years.
2008, para drogas peligrosas, recibo cuando estaba aquí. Okay, entonces 2 años.
Okay.
2008, drug paraphernalia, 1 year.
2008,
okay.
This is his second term at DOC.
He said yes.
CUIR score 2-2.
Okay. Yes.
Mental health score 1. Substance abuse score 3. Term of supervision, 2012.
Y su término de supervisión antes fue en 2012.
Yes.
Absconded 38 days, reached CSED before seeing the BOEC. Drugs noted. He had an arrest in 2003, failure to appear in Arizona, guilty under sanction.
Yeah.
He had numerous arrests between 2004 and 2007 for drug-related charges. However, those charges were either dismissed or not filed.
Okay.
they look at the name on the CIA, so the Congress, the CIA,
All right.
His community risk score is a G4V4.
Is the community score is a
Okay, Officer, and I know it's been a little time consuming, but could you ask Mr. Sandoval? He was an absconder for 164 days. What he was doing during that period of time?
Could you define absconder? I don't know that word in Spanish.
Let's see. He was missing, didn't report to his parole officer.
Okay.
For
164 days.
He said during that time he was working.
Okay, where was he working at? What was he doing?
At a car wash.
At a car wash. How come he didn't report to his parole officer?
He said he was afraid that he would get locked up.
Can you ask him why didn't he go to the drug program at Maricopa Reentry?
They said they didn't have the means to get there between not having a car or the means to go.
He had the what?
I think he said he had no means to get there.
Okay.
He said during that time period he didn't have a car or the means to get to the program, but he says that now his brother will be helping him.
Okay. So he tested positive for methamphetamine and amphetamine. Is he relapsed, or why did he relapse? Is still doing drugs?
When he was outside?
Yes, sir. When he was out.
Okay. He said that he doesn't really know why he ended up relapsing, just that he got himself caught up again.
Okay. Ask him, has he been attending any programs since he's been back in prison? Any drug rehab, like NA or AA?
He said yes, right now he's still going to the programs.
Okay, which programs?
One of the programs, reentry, one month.
He says reentry because that's what they're letting him do right now.
Okay. Was he still staying with his brother Guadalupe Gonzalez while he was out?
Okay. He said yes.
Okay. Ask him, he was arrested by the police department. Ask him what he was doing to come in contact with the Avondale Police Department when he was arrested.
The brother?
No, what, Mr. Oh. Sandoval.
Okay.
Sí, bueno, no me he contactado con el policía.
rephrase the question. I don't think he's understanding. When was the event?
So he was arrested by the Avondale Police Department. What caused him to have contact with the police department when he was arrested? Do you understand what I'm asking? I don't. You may rephrase it, but I'm just trying to find out what he did.
He says that he was just arrested when he was walking around with his girlfriend.
And is there a reason why the police stopped him?
¿Y fue una razón que la policía le paró?
No,
he said that there wasn't any reason, that they just stopped him and arrested him.
Okay. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing that the board has no additional questions, would you inform Mr. Sandoval that the board's going to go into discussion, and then while we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate his community supervision?
Okay. Okay.
So the board is now into discussion. Please, Mr. Sandoval was actually out. He did relapse and start back to using drugs, then methamphetamine and amphetamine, according to his own statement. He says that he was working during that period of time at a car wash. The reason that he didn't maintain contact with his PO was because he was afraid he was going to be arrested. And the reason that he did not attend the sanction at the Maricopa Reentry Center was because he says that he didn't have a means of transportation or way to actually get there. However, he was eventually stopped by the Avondale Police Department. He says, well, he was walking with his girlfriend. It was time he was arrested, but he's been an absconder for 164 days, which I, don't want to overlook. But based on the information that Mr. Sandoval was had relapsed and was using drugs, that he did abscond for 164 days. I'm not in favor at this time of reinstating him to community supervision rather than just, at this time, I'm in favor of revoking the community supervision of Mr. Sandoval.
Agreed. And note for the record that he had a previous community supervision during which he absconded as well.
Right. He had one, I think I wrote that down in
38 days.
38 days in 2012.
Correct.
That he had previously absconded. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Sandoval, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, had lapsed, or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company as he was an absconder, and admitted to using drugs, both amphetamines and methamphetamine.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Officer Stradlin?
Yes, sir.
Would you inform Mr. Sandoval that his community supervision has been revoked?
Yeah. Okay.
And he will be released on April 28, 2018. Well, I'm sorry, not April, May 28th, officer.
Okay.
Would you, Officer Stradlin, I want to thank you for assisting us with participating in this hearing today. Would you also inform Mr. Sandoval that That's going to conclude his hearing at this time. We appreciate him participating in this hearing today.
Okay.
Okay, Officer Stradlin, thank you. We do again want to thank you for participating and interpreting for us today, especially on the short notice.
No problem.
Okay. And Dr. Wright, I think, is that the only one we have there?
Yes. Would you tell the CO